even when it comes by them, it comes as the epitome of constant murder. We associate Esau with murder. But when it comes to Yishmo murdering, that's the overflow of their tavonim. They murder out of lust. They didn't murder out of rage. They murder out of title. They get out of Hanoah, which is what we saw. And that combination of Yishmoel, we'll say, not only having that koyach ha'avoni, but when it's expressed in Ritzicha, in murder, as it becomes worse than murder, the worst imaginable horrific things that we heard about. So that, and it's in an expression of eradicating the Jewish people. So then, that's a symbol that, like Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says, that there's such a thing of any nation, a nation that takes it upon itself, that now it has a mission of eradicating the Jewish people. And that is a midah, that is a midah of Amalek. We can bring the sources. It's not clear how Allah Almighty meant it, but as an idea level, he has said in the Rambam, that he held the Rambam hold, right, that there's Amalek even today, even though we don't know exactly which nation Amalek is, but it sounds like a kind of religious hope that there could be an Amalek, any nation that takes upon itself to eradicate Jewish people, that's Amalek. So it comes from the Esau side adapting or taking of Nidah of Yishmo also, which is what happens with the Germans. The other one, they have the Mishma'elim, taking that Nidah of Esau of Ratzicha, and it's really an expression of their Tavoni, it's really an expression of their desires and their sick mind, sick heart, whatever it is. The Torah, when the Torah talks about what is the Nidah of Amalek, we have to underline it. So what does it say? Shekarcha Baderas, right? And it says, V'lo Yore Yolikim. V'lo Yore Yolikim. No fear of Hashem. Now, that doesn't mean the way we think that he lacked fear of Hashem. V'lo Yore Yolikim. V'lo Yore Yolikim means a complete lack of recognition that you are in this world as a creation of Hashem. The basic level of Yira, at the most basic level, is a recognition that there is a creator. There is a creator. And I'm in this world as a creation. The Midah of Amalek, and it's the Lo Yoreh Elokim, is a complete breakdown of, not a lack of Yiras Hashem, complete breakdown of Yiras Hashem. That was expressed when the Bnei Yisrael came out of Midbar. So everybody was afraid of them. There were Nisim Gluyim, right, that Bnei Yisrael had experienced coming out of time. And Amalek attacked them. The Moshe said there was a hot death, right? Everybody's afraid to jump into it, Amalek jumped into it. That was an expression of not just a lack of Yiras Shamayim. That's an expression of I don't recognize Hashem Bechlal as an element of this world. I have nothing to do with it. I have no shaychus kasha. Zero. Not even as a creation. That and it doesn't exist even on a subconscious level. You have a concept of there are no atheists in foxholes.
Just
a
few.
What?
I was just taking that phrase.
Yeah. That when a person's life is on the line, there's some, or when he feels like kolokala kitten, that he has no control over his fate, so he will turn to Hashem. Yeah. Just yesterday, I saw a video of a soldier who was not wearing a yarmulke, who said he was turning to the people who are davening and said, "You should know that we're fighting. We feel your tefillos. We feel them. We experience things that are we view exactly as nisim. So keep doing it. We'll do our job. You do your job." Right? We feel it. Your tefillos are giving us kayak, are pushing us along. So that is very far the opposite of the Midah HaMelech. The Alkei. Therefore, usually we have a concept, when Yehuda talks about it, other people talk about it, that if a person is guilty of a certain thing, he's not in a position to be able to give a bracha about it. He's not in a position to be able to take vengeance for it or anything like that. For example, we know that the family of Yehu was one of the kings of Israel. So he was tasked with wiping out the family of Achav. Right? Now Achav but Yehu was faulted for doing it in the end because they also turned his life side by the door. So if you have that midah, you're not in a position to be able to fight it. Because why aren't you fighting yourself? There's a time on you. If you are really upset and concerned about whatever avera that is, but you have it yourself, why aren't you giving yourself such offer first? Why aren't you fighting yourself? You don't hate yourself. So how can you really hate the other thing truly as an expression of your actual caring about Kavod Hashem? So there's a problem. Right? So you're not allowed to deal with it. But every Jew has a mitzvah of Mechir Chamor. Right? There's a mitzvah. And everybody is participating in that. Right? So it's a mitzvah of every Jew. That was only once there's a melech. But even that is questionable. Hey, on Yeshidim, you should kill him. That's not the issue. The issue is, there's no basic requisite. Oh, you have to be at a certain level. You're Shemayim in order to be participate in this Mechir Chamor. No, there's no entrance. Why? Because the gap is between something and nothing. In other words, if there's a lack, and I have some degree of that lack, then it's a question of how much. So, okay, if you have some of it, you know, more or less, it's hard to measure. But the difference between having something and having nothing is infinite. Right? So every Jew has something. Some little bit of Yerushalayim. Amalekna. Lo Yori Elokim. No. Now, I don't know if these people who committed this horrific act had no Yerushalayim. I don't know if they've reached that level. I don't know. But even Lishmikasa, if you ask them, it was the whole thing was a lack in their mind of Yerushalayim. When those people were interrogated, those masters, they asked them, "What you did to women and children, was that in keeping with the teachings of Islam?" And they said, "No." They said, "No." They were moida. They admitted that Islam does not allow the things that they did. And that means it's beyond appropriating Hashem, God, Allah, for their jihad. We're below that. Well, it's a total breakdown. They might be invoking, but it's a total Allah. But it's a total. It's in vain. There's nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with the Rebbe Shlomo. Nothing. The Alkei, and therefore, when we see now a Jewish army invoking Peres Hashem, saying Peres Hashem, right? To whatever degree they're saying it, it's a little bit. They recognize we win this war against Hashem. That's a 0-1 thing. If we have some, they have none. So is it exactly Mechiyas HaMolech? I don't know. But the elements of Mechiyas HaMolech, where we do express a recognition of the Ezer Hashem, and they are in violation even of their own religion, L'shitasam, that is a Me'en Mechiyas HaMolech. It's a Me'en Mechiyas HaMolech. That's on the national level going on with to whatever degree it exists, it's there that you have at least the political leaders of the country, both Netanyahu and Netanyahu, have said it. Which is something. It means we're not you. We're not you. So, that has value. What does that mean on an individual level? On an individual level, so we are tasked with expressing the opposite of the breakdown of the breakdown of Yishmael. The breakdown of Yishmael when Yishmael fails, Yishmael fails, so it's a lack, it's a what we said, chesed etumah. It's the koyach hatava dan amak. Our counter to that is the havash. Any act of havash Hashem, tefillah, Torah, chesed also, when it's done within the right framework, is the counter to Yishmael. That's the 180 of Yishmael, is all these things, havash Hashem and chesed b'kedusha. When it's done, real good. Importantly though, since we're dealing also, as I said, with a crack, not only in the lack of Allah, but the Yiras Hashem, the fear of God has disappeared. Meaning this is, like I said, beneath that. We have to be careful that our Ahavas Hashem, that our love of Hashem, that whatever we do as Ahavas Hashem is not flawed. Does not have flaws of Yiras Hashem that are chinks in. What do I mean? We daven Hashem. That's using our mouth. To the degree that our mouth is not free of inyanei lashon hara, of pegam into mitzvah leisata, the pegam in it, the more affected it is. True in general, but it's especially true in this framework of combating a lack of, like I said, chesed tuma, which is deteriorated to no yiras Hashem. Right? So our action has to be avas Hashem with the protection, with the added layer of make sure that avas Hashem is not lacking in yiras Hashem. I mean, the davening has to be davening, but it has to be with the purity of Yiras Hashem. Right? There's no loisah. There's no, you have to that problem with dibur masdur. It's a very important thing. Mele the koyach hapeh, our tefillahs, that's why they're effective. It also includes a very important thing here, and I say something I think which is mamish achidish. It's very important at this time not to be mekatshrei gam kal Yisrael. Not to say bad things about any portion of Kabbalah. Chabad Chaim is very stark about it in the Sefer, about the part of Lashon Hara, sometimes even Lashon Hara Hamura, is being the Katrik, saying negative, that Klal Yisrael lacks, or parts of Klal Yisrael lack this, that, or the other. And he has something, he says, would anybody go ahead and open up the Orim Kodesh? Right? And scream those things in front of the Sefer Torah, like Ketruvim and Kashi wouldn't do it. Right? You want to bring Kali Yisrael down? No. You want to be positive. It's part of it. That's not the Chiddush I'm saying. This is the Chiddush I'm saying. The most painful, but right now, the most painful to many part of this affair is that there is no kot shenishbu. Tinokot shenishbu. There are infants who are taken captive. Infants are in captivity. That's unheard of. That's mind-bogglingly atrocious. She's davening for tinokot shenishbu. She's davening for tinokot shenishbu. There are a lot of tinokot shenishbu. Right? There are a lot of children, infants who don't know anything, who are termed by us. Chazanish was very stark about that, that we view them as Tinokot Shenishbu. Not only at this time, We should be machmer on that, shir chadnish. Shir chadnish. Right? I mean, that we our relationship, whatever criticisms we have, whatever questions we have, we don't know. It's hard for us to measure the degree to which they are connected to ministry, or they're not connected to ministry, but at this time, the experience is daven for them. Daven for them. Again and again and again and again and again, that they should be out of their shivyot. They should be out of their captivity. They should be, their eyes should be opened up to the emet. And it's happening. It's happening. I don't know the scale, but it's certainly not insignificant number of people are open to ideas and ideals and concepts that they were not able to hear before. Some people experience amazing stories of being saved for this, that, and the other. Some people realize that they were saved by other religious soldiers, right, who came to split them out of that, and they realize, hey, I actually don't hate you. Some people are realizing that the degree of chesed, right, and totally altruistic, right, chesed that Haredi Jews do for them, whether it's DACA, whether they come into the army bases and share, you know, they're giving food and giving dinner, and say, oh, no, you're trying to turn me down or what? No, they actually care about you. People are realizing this. You're realizing this. Keep davening. Right? Keep davening that those things, the same way, we daven that for Achenei Kubeisan and Sunu, that Torah Vashidya, it's not just the people who are in physical Shidya, it's also the people who are in spiritual Shidya, in spiritual captivity. They don't know any better. It's very important not to say bad about them, not to criticize them now. It's important to judge them favorably and to daven for them for that and that. There's another element, which is the measure says, I think that how the Akeda starts. What's the beginning of the Akeda? So, the Mara that Yishmael was bragging to Yitzchak. He was saying, who are you? I did a bris milah when I was 13. You did a years old. You did a bris milah. You're 8 days old. You had no say in it. You had no say in it. Now I'm greater than you. That was the prelude to where Sarah said, "Vayirash ben Am Azayis in Bnei Yitzchak." What happened was that Sarah heard that Yishmael was telling Yitzchak, "I'm at least as great as you. I'm at least as great as you. Oh, you really did it. You deserve half of the Yerusha, no way, nothing doing, get it out of here." That's the Gilgal Arad. But then, what happened with the Akeda? Wow, what happened? Yitzchak said to Yishmael, "Be'ever echad atam le'ayreni." What, are you trying to intimidate me, what you did with one limb? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell me to give up my entire life, then I would do it. So, what comes out is this. What happens with these Yishmaelim is that they are also mishmash. They're willing to die. Right? In the name of Allah. But even that death is tabani. Even that death is in, for the sake of, because they go up there, right? And Tav is Nashim. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. From top to bottom. Even their so-called Mesiris Nefesh is Tavani. Right? But what happens is, by me, for Amos and Nefesh, it's not Tavani. Amos and Nefesh, Hashem says, Tavim Amino, Ati Dati Ki Re'eli Kim Ato. I know you're Re'eli Kim. Not it's the opposite. Yerele Kim is non-type. Yerele Kim, mamish the opposite. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's real, real Nesiris Nefesh Amiti. I'm willing to live a life of Yerushalayim. I'm willing to die, as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Be'emet. Not for the sake of some imagined whatever, right? No. For real. I'm willing to die. For the real, tell me to die. I'll finish Hashem. I'm willing to do it. I'm only doing. And that's the learning. So that also is Kedai. If you have time to say the Parshas HaKedah with the, it's like saying Slushit every day. If you say the intro to Slushit HaKedah before and the thing after, it's more like saying Slushit every day. It's a very positive experience. Good thing to do. But even if not, in Shema Yisrael, when you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, if you think I'm willing to invite the nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a tremendous, tremendous kayach to defeat these people. Because they're nothing. All these things, to the degree that when Klal Yisrael showed no mitzvah nefesh, no avishah, no yirat Hashem. It's not true, but displaying that lack of emunah, all these things, maybe they have type of that the chayra something. But it's all a chayra. It's all prima facie. It's all it's nothing. So if we do it the right way, it's complete eradication of their craft, and they're nothing, and they're nothing. So sometimes, how could it be? I don't know if I'm asking this anymore. How could it be? That extra Akhudas, and Shonir, and Kippur, or all the good things, or whatever it is, right away, since the Torah just happened, how did it happen? It's twofold. First of all, whatever it was, whatever caused it to the degree it happened, I don't know. But there's no question that it was also a tremendous chesed. Because had it not happened, either we would have killed each other, people in Israel, or had it happened in coordination with Iran and Hezbollah, it would have been the end. The end. Right? But that's a tefillah. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, listen to our tefillahs, and we doubted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should wake these people up. Yakir V'yezu Kodesh Shei Seder. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be in the galaxy later. That's on the way. That's happening. And the way it happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to save us from ourselves. That's what happened. It was a tremendous Rahman was fun. This clash, internal clash, had kept out of the efforts. But if it would kept going unchecked, or it would have been coordinated, I'm strong. I don't think what could happen over there. So this, as horrific, beyond horrific as it was, and I wouldn't say this to everybody, but we should know that in the bigger picture, it is a lot worse, both from the side of our enemies, and internally, we could have blown up everything. So it's rather big Rahmanis, and it's as hard as it is today, and that's all it was. That's all it was, a lot worse. The Rosh Mechazet, as Vez Hashem, is continuing. Our Kiva, our Torah didn't mention about it, it's all the same thing, that the Kechena Bepeh goes without saying, and Mirsiach Mechama, anything that is an expression of Ahavas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, and Ahavas Yisroel. Ahavas Yisroel, like I said, very important not to say that about Ahavas Yisroel at this time, because the Sultan is looking for any way to be Mekasha. Any way that you can say, oh, I see, you know, no. No, the Tineke is finished with Adam, always the Tineke is finished with Adam. That's Hashem, we'll see you, Yeshua Hashem, can't find. I mean,